Balance Grove, Emerald Grove, Cedar Grove, Union Grove, Soldiers Grove, Hales, Carter, Slades, Carter, Abels, Carter, Newburgh, Carter, Pipersville, Pittsville, Deansville, Deansville, Reeseville, Janesville, Platteville, Orphanville, Footville, Blanchville, Plainville, Plain, Plainfield, Nutterville, Butternut. I've been over there.
This is a Tell Joy where to go to get a great grilled cheese sandwich, or how to make the best grilled cheese sandwich. There's more than one way to grill a cheese sandwich and endless variations on the classic grilled cheese sandwich, as we will learn this hour. And I hope you will share your secrets for a spectacular grilled cheese or a place where you have found the best one. Good morning. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 8 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Friday, April the 20th. There will be grilled cheese aplenty to be had in Mineral Point tomorrow when the first ever Wisconsin Grilled Cheese Championship takes place. We'll get a preview of the competition and some tips on making a great grilled cheese sandwich, and we'll welcome your questions and your ideas at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org or post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Do you have a favorite variety of cheese that you use in your grilled cheese? How about extras that you put in the sandwich? We'd love to hear from you. And I'm very happy to welcome our guest. Lauren Tepper is chair of the Iowa County Area Economic Development Corporation, a nonprofit group focused on business development, which is an organizer of the first ever Wisconsin Grilled Cheese Championship in Mineral Point. He is the executive director of economic and workforce development at the Madison Area Technical College and the former dean of the culinary arts program at MATC. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy.
Thanks very much for being with us. So let's talk a little bit about this this competition. Why did you decide to have a grilled cheese championship?
Well, as part of our overall economic development strategy, we were trying to figure out what we could do to help recognize the important role that agriculture plays in our state's economy. And we did a little bit of research, and this is what we came up with.
Not because everybody in the world loves grilled cheese?
Well, who could deny a good grilled cheese sandwich?
But, so you thought this would be a good idea, but it's because it focuses on the cheese from the dairy industry, and is that the point?
Certainly, mm-hmm. Certainly. Once you get out of some of the major metropolitan areas of the state, it becomes very apparent quickly the important role that dairy farmers play in keeping the rural economy alive and growing strong. And so we were just trying to figure out a way to do something that showed our support for the dairy industry and our rural farmers. And, there's a lot of things that we have in the state of Wisconsin that's a direct result of the growth of the dairy industry over the years. I mean, just the fact that we've got such a magnificent road system is a direct result of needing to get milk to the dairies to process it into cheese and other products.
So how is it going to work tomorrow? Can I go over there and do a grilled cheese sandwich, or are you sold out?
We'd love to have you. There's always room for more. But basically what we've got are a series of amateur and professional heats, as we call them, one for each of the four sandwich categories. And so starting right away at 10 a.m., we've got an amateur classic, which is basically just your classic grilled cheese sandwich. And then after that, 15 minutes, then the professionals then would have a chance to grill up their classic sandwich. And so we have amateurs and professional heats. So amateurs aren't competing against professionals. Amateurs are competing against other amateurs in each heat.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, each competitor has 15 minutes to prepare their sandwich. They can bring in, for example, if they wanted to saute some mushrooms and incorporate that into a sandwich, they would do that at home before they get there. And they would just assemble the sandwich on the premises, and then they have 15 minutes to grill that sandwich. And then it's judged by a panel of judges.
Boy, that would be a good job, too.
Oh, yes. Actually, we've got some outstanding judges who are helping us out this year. We have Pam Yonke, the farm babe of Wisconsin. We've got Alice in Dairyland, Katie Wirkus. We have Danny Maxwell from WKOW-TV, Wake Up Wisconsin Morning News Anchor. And then we have chef instructor John Johnson from Madison College to kind of be the lead judge.
And the professionals and the amateurs will be making their variation of a classic grilled cheese, a classic plus one, which is like one extra ingredient besides the cheese?
Correct. Yep.
And then Classic Plus Extras, which means you can have as many as you want.
Oh, the only limitation there is it still has to be 60% cheese on the inside. So you can't have a sandwich that is entirely with ham with just a little bit of cheese on it. It's all about the cheese at this competition.
And then there's a dessert. You know, I didn't think of grilled cheese as a dessert, but I suppose it could be.
Oh, sure. And you know, there are a lot of interesting combinations that you can easily do with, you know, fruits and preserves and other sweet items. That cheese really is a great carrier of that flavor forward. So
if I don't want to actually be a competitor, you can just watch, and there will be grilled cheese for the general public just to scarf down?
Sure. Yes, we certainly have a lot of people come to watch the competition, which we're really excited about. There's live music that'll be playing in the background. We've got exhibitors who are going to be there. The Milk Marketing Board is going to be there with some cheese samples. We also have Boar's Head Meats. We have the Driftless Market out of Platteville. The Melt House Bistro, which is a new restaurant out of Milwaukee that specializes in grilled cheese, is going to be there, so you can chat with them and learn about some of their products. But yeah, grilled cheese and tomato soup and hamburgers and bratwurst, the usual kind of fare, will be available for purchase on the premises as well. You won't be tasting any of the sandwiches prepared by the competitors, unfortunately. Competitor has to prepare two grilled cheese sandwiches in category at the same time. One of those sandwiches selected for presentation to the judges, where it's scored based upon its appearance, and the other sandwich is cut up into quarters and then provided as a tasting sample to each of the judges. And then those sandwiches will be on display with an ingredient list and the name of the person that prepared it. So there'll be a big table filled with grilled cheese for each heat, so you can ooh and ah and become inspired by some of these recipes.
Yeah, well, we hope to provide some inspiration this hour and get some ideas from our listeners. And I know you are a grilled cheese champion yourself, so we will we'll get some ideas from you, share some recipes. In fact, I think we have put those recipes on our website and on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. So we'll talk about that, and we'll welcome your questions. We'll welcome your favorite grilled cheese variety. Any particular kind of cheese, is that your favorite, or bread or other ingredients? 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. We are talking about the grilled cheese sandwich with Lauren Tepper, who is the chair of the Iowa County Area Economic Development Corporation and the founder of this first ever Wisconsin grilled cheese championships that are taking place in Mineral Point tomorrow at the Iowa County Fairgrounds. It goes on from 10 in the morning until 2 in the afternoon. Checking our weather forecast for today, decreasing clouds this morning, then turning mostly sunny and cool this afternoon. High temperatures 45 in northern Wisconsin to the low 50s in the south. Partly cloudy tonight, frost and a hard freeze likely, with lows in the low 20s to around freezing. And then on tomorrow, sunny in the east, cloudy with a chance of rain in the west. This is the Ideas Network. We are talking about grilled cheese this hour. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is 18 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Friday, April the 20th. Stay with us. Coming up later today, it's At Issue with Gene Purcell filling in for Ben Marins. And after 4 o'clock, it's Your Views on the News. You're invited to call in and share what news story mattered most to you this week and why. Also, our Week in Review coming up after 8 o'clock. Two guests from different perspectives talking with you about all the top state, national, and international news stories of the week. The Week in Review every Friday from 8 until 9. This is our Tell Joy Where to Go segment, or the hour when we celebrate something that is special about Wisconsin or Wisconsin culture, Wisconsin life. And today, it's the grilled cheese sandwich. We're talking about this because the first ever Wisconsin Grilled Cheese Championship is taking place tomorrow in Mineral Point. We have a guest with us who will share some tips and tricks on making the perfect grilled cheese sandwich. And we're welcoming your questions and your own ideas. What's the perfect grilled cheese sandwich to you? 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. Or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Well, back in when I was a kid, we used to just have white bread and you know those Kraft singles or something as our grilled cheese. The grilled cheese has come a long way, hasn't it, Lauren?
It sure has. And just to give you an idea of the kind of the growth of the grilled cheese sandwich, a good place to go to get a lot of ideas would be the grilledcheeseacademy.com that the Wisconsin Milk Marketing Board has. I've got that site up right now, and I'm staring at this grilled cheese sandwich that's called a buffalo, the Buffalo Bill, and it actually has kind of your typical, you know, chicken in a hot sauce, and then it has some crumbled blue cheese on it. And, you know, that's a way of preparing a grilled cheese sandwich that a lot of people might not come up with, where the cheese may not be the actual focus of the sandwich, but it becomes more of an accent that's added on to that buffalo chicken
right.
approach. So but very clever.
Yeah, it is. There's and we will talk about some really, really interesting extras and added ingredients. But still, cheese would seem to be the most important ingredient. Could we use any cheese or do some work better than others?
Well, definitely some melt better than others, and that's an issue. Some people, you know, have the perception that a grilled cheese sandwich has to be this ooey-gooey kind of cheese fest. And I'm kind of in that camp myself. I prefer, you know, cheddars and fontitas and goudas seem to melt the best. The challenge there is with the cheddar, you don't want to have too old of a cheddar, though, because it's not going to melt as well, and it's very hard to handle once it gets old, but it still tastes delicious. But other cheeses, you know, like feta, doesn't have the same kind of melting property as like a fontina or a gouda.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have a number of people on Facebook who shared with us their favorite types of grilled cheese sandwich. This one sounded interesting. Amy on Facebook writes, "I've been favoring Havarti on my grilled cheese." That sounds good, doesn't it?
It does.
That's kind of a creamy, sort of nutty tasting cheese.
Yeah.
With Swiss and or Velveeta, so combining cheeses, what do you think of that?
I think combining cheeses are fine. I know, for example, we have several competitors coming tomorrow for the Grilled Cheese Championship that have called in and said, is it okay if we, you know, grill multiple cheeses? Into what category would that fall in for our competition? A sandwich such as the one you just described would be like a classic, one cheese plus extras, because you would have multiple cheeses in there. The only challenge with that recipe is that we're only allowing real Wisconsin cheese in our competition, and so unfortunately the Velveeta wouldn't be allowed.
Yeah, and Velveeta, I don't know if I'd want to use it with a delicious Havarti, but I guess she must like the, because it does melt.
Sure does, and I was raised on Velveeta as a child, and mm-hmm. but now I had asked my mom, you know, like, Mom, what was the major reason for that? And she just used it because it melted the easiest. And so for a lot of moms out there, I mean, that's a perfect choice.
Karen on Facebook writes, I like mine made with aged cheddar and served with strawberry jam. You say, though, that the aged cheddar may not melt quite as well as some others.
Well, it's just, I mean, it becomes a very expensive cheese, and there's probably different ways to enjoy cheese in general. But again, when you start you know, taking like a Hook's cheddar that's a 20-year-old cheddar, I'm not sure I'd put that between two pieces of bread and melt it in order to enjoy them, you know, the quality of that cheese.
You just want it right straight from, from the block.
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
And more of it.
But, you know, that reminds me of, I always think of my dad when I think about cheese and jam. He always put those two together on, like, you know, like a piece of toast with some jam on it and then a few couple of slices of cheese. That is a good combination for many people.
And there's a lot of people, you know, especially some of the older generations, as well as some of the current, you know, that require a piece of sharp cheddar with their apple pie.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah, but that is that the dessert sandwich does a lot of times have some sort of fruit or preserves with it. That's what you were mentioning earlier.
Right, and you know, there's a lot of preserves.
Oops, I think your cell phone's cutting out just a little bit on us. It comes and goes, but I think you're still there, Lauren. Oh, maybe not. Maybe we'll have to try again. We will have to try again. Ah, cell phone technology. That's the way it goes. But our phones are working for you to join us. 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. Or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Or post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Who loves grilled cheese and who wants to share a favorite way to make a grilled cheese sandwich? Tell us about your favorite types of cheeses that you use. Maybe you have it on a certain kind of bread. Maybe there are some extra ingredients that you like to put in your grilled cheese sandwiches. Tell us about your favorite ways to make a grilled cheese sandwich, or tell us a place where you found a great grilled cheese sandwich. Tell me where to go to find that. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org or post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. We do have on Facebook more information on the Wisconsin Grilled Cheese Championship in Mineral Point that's taking place tomorrow. We also have a link to the Grilled Cheese Academy on our website and on Facebook, and I believe there are some recipes that you can check out on that webpage, and we're looking for your input too. While you're on Facebook, you can also check out our Where in Wisconsin is the WPR Magnet photo. The WPR Magnet is located somewhere in Wisconsin. On this photo, we ask you to guess, and we will randomly select a winner from all of the correct answers at the end of the program today and send the winner a WPR Magnet. We only have a dwindling supply of these magnets, so this contest where we give away a free magnet is going to be winding down soon, so check that out. Okay, well, we have reestablished contact with our guest, Lauren Tepler, who is a grilled cheese expert, and he's also with the Iowa County Area Economic Development Corporation, which is putting on this Wisconsin Grilled Cheese Championship in Mineral Point tomorrow. We also have, Lauren, we were just talking about how you can have jams and preserves and other things in your dessert grilled cheese sandwiches. Some people talk about the bread that they like to have it with. What is your tip when it comes to the type of bread?
Well, you have to be very careful that the bread doesn't overwhelm the cheese. I think, you know, there's a lot of really fine craft bread being made out there in the marketplace. You know, like a nice whole wheat. But some of those wheat breads are very, very heavy. And when you pair that with your cheese, you have to make sure that the bread doesn't overwhelm the cheese because, again, it's all about the cheese.
Yeah. Let's take Carol in Dousman. Hi, Carol.
Hi, Joy. I'm just calling. I heard something about going local with this contest tomorrow. They're trying to stay with local cheese.
Is it? Yes, Wisconsin cheese.
Yes, it has to be Wisconsin cheese.
Like Crystal Farms out in Lake Mills, they make farmer cheese. It's a white cheese. It's real buttery. It's really creamy, and it melts great. And I like it on the brown berry bread, which is out in Oconomowoc, oat nut bread. And it's kind of a sweet bread, with nut taste, and it's mild, and the two together are great.
That sounds delicious.
And it's all local.
Oh, super. And do you just the cheese and the bread and that's it, Carol, or anything else?
Well, I just use a little bit of the half-fat butter from Land O'Lakes on the ends of the bread.
There we go. That's a classic. Wow. Thank you so much, Carol. So the farmer's cheese, that would melt pretty well, right, Lauren?
Sure, sure. I mean, most cheeses melt quite well. Like I said, the tougher ones are like the feta and so on. But again, you can use that as an accent, but it's still delicious.
And a brown berry bread, an oat nut bread, sounds good to me. And what about buttering? You have to use real butter?
Well, in our competition, you have to use real butter and real cheese on the classic sandwich. After that, you can use whatever you'd like to use on the outside. For example, sometimes if you make grilled cheese sandwiches outside, I tend to use more olive oil on that kind of a sandwich, whereas inside I would tend to stick with real butter. And one of the tips there is, some people think you should melt the butter in the pan and then put your sandwich in there, but I'm more of a believer in that you butter the bread and put it in the pan, because what you're going for is a grilled sandwich, not a fried sandwich.
Oh, well, and so what, how do I not burn my grilled cheese sandwich? I frequently do that.
Well, one of the biggest things that we try to teach culinary students right away is how to control the heat. And I tend to use a lower heat setting and cook the sandwich longer in order to make sure that the cheese melts. But if you have that heat too high, you are going to burn the sandwich. And that's going to be one of the challenges for the competitors at tomorrow's event.
We will talk more about making the perfect or a championship-worthy grilled cheese sandwich after we check the latest news and our this week's edition of Wisconsin Life, talking about the grilled cheese sandwich. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. The first ever Wisconsin Grilled Cheese Championship is taking place tomorrow in Mineral Point. And we are getting a head start this hour, a preview of the competition, and we are celebrating the grilled cheese sandwich. And we'll continue after this episode of Wisconsin Life. Writer Michael Perry has been thinking about the places he loves the most. One of them is a kitchen, and not just any kitchen. This one changed his life.
Early in our courtship, my wife, Annalisa, took me to visit Tom and Arlene, an elderly farm couple she'd grown close to during her teenage years. We stepped through the screen door and seated ourselves in the kitchen. The kitchen is small and close, dominated by the bulwark of a cast-iron wood range dating to 1893. Add to that the encroaching cupboards, the kitchen sink and dish-stacked countertops, a refrigerator, a modern electrical stove, and an overloaded coat rack, and there's not a lot of room to maneuver. The wooden floors are dark brown and unpolished, but worn to smoothness by over a century of boot soles. The table, as I've come to know over the course of many subsequent visits, is always happily cluttered with mail and pens and notepads and cookies and saltines and, always, a Skippy jar filled with peanut M&Ms. The worn floor, the dim corners, the bacon grease undertones, this is the same kitchen I've known from clear back to my grasshopper-sized days in Sampson Township. These are not the kitchens of slick magazines and stainless steel appliances. These are the kitchens of clutter and stack, of the dish rag hung and the pans piled, of the countertop bucket spilling onion husks and potato peels. Company is happily received with no preemptive clearing of the decks, just clomp right in, boots and all. Your chair is waiting, more often than not left at an open angle, ready to receive the next visitor. What I'm saying is, the first time I walked through Tom and Arlene's door with Annalisa and stepped into that kitchen, even though I had never been there before, I knew exactly where I was. When Annalisa and I left that night, and after I had dropped her off and was headed back to my very bachelor home, there had been a key change within me. As I watched her laugh and trade stories, I saw signs of an old soul, a person who paid her respects and paid them to the sort of people much of the world passes by at top speed. Prior to our night in Tom and Arlene's kitchen, I saw Annalisa as beautiful, desirable, smart, and strong. More than enough, in other words, and easily more than I had earned. But as I watched how she honored Tom and Arlene with nothing fancier than honest talk and clear laughter, I began to realize I had found a person perfectly and unpretentiously matched to the roughneck kitchen of my dreams.
Michael Perry is an author, humorist, singer-songwriter, and amateur pig farmer. He hosts 10 Show Radio at Big Top Chautauqua. His most recent book is called Coop, and we are hearing a little bit from his band, The Long Beds. Wisconsin Life is produced by Wisconsin Public Radio in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council, supporting the programs that use history, culture, and discussion to strengthen community life for everyone in Wisconsin. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is now 20 minutes before 7 o'clock on this Friday, April the 20th. Every Friday at this time, we celebrate Wisconsin life and talk about something special about or in Wisconsin. And today we are celebrating cheese and the grilled cheese sandwich, because the first ever Wisconsin Grilled Cheese Championship is taking place tomorrow in Mineral Point. It's going to be at the Iowa County Fairgrounds from 10 until 2 in the afternoon. There will be professional and amateur chefs giving their best shot at different varieties of grilled cheese sandwiches. And we're wondering what type of grilled cheese sandwich you prefer. Maybe a specific kind of cheese in it, or bread, or extras. 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. How do you like your grilled cheese? Our guest is Lauren Tepper. He is chair of the Iowa County Area Economic Development Corporation, which is the organizer of the first ever Wisconsin Grilled Cheese Championship in Mineral Point. He is also executive director of the Economic and Workforce Development at the Madison Area Technical College and the former dean of the Culinary Arts Program at MATC. So, Lauren, in a way, you're a professional chef?
Oh, no, no. I'm more of an amateur chef that just gets in over his head a little too often.
What is your favorite, absolutely favorite way to make a grilled cheese sandwich?
I guess I'd have to say that there's probably two, and they're a little different. One of them is more along the classic plus one ingredient. I really like a nice local bread with Hook's five-year-old cheddar and then Newski's bacon. If you love bacon, you can't do better than that. It's just a delicious combination. And then another favorite of mine is a sandwich that uses more like a French bread, and then it has some Wisconsin brie on it, and then it has, again, some mushrooms that are sautéed with some shallots, a little salt and pepper, and then finished off with a little bit of tarragon on top.
That sounds really great.
Yeah, it's delicious.
Kim on Facebook writes, "I like mine with cheddar, tomatoes, and bacon." She says she got this idea from Laestra's restaurant in Sauk City. I'm not sure I pronounced that correctly, but I haven't put the bacon in mine, but cheddar, a cheese and tomato goes great together too, doesn't it?
It certainly does, and the key with pairing these ingredients is to make sure that the cheese can up to the bacon, because sometimes the bacon can be, you know, very salty and a little overpowering in flavor, so you want to make sure that you have the right kind of cheese.
Anita in La Crosse is with us. Hello, Anita.
Hello.
Yes, what's your favorite way to make the grilled cheese?
My favorite is the way my mom always made grilled cheese on sourdough bread with Colby cheese in the middle, really thin sliced tomato with a sprinkle of oregano.
Perfect.
It was great.
Yeah, and you make it the same way.
Exactly the same way. Sometimes I substitute the cheese if I don't have Colby cheese. I'll use Kojak or cheddar. I don't like Velveeta or American slices wrapped in cellophane.
Yeah, right. I know. That it does. That sounds great. And the oregano would probably give it a tiny bit of a pizza flavor.
Yeah, just a tiny bit, and not a lot of oregano, just a sprinkle. And the tomato should be put on when you're grilling the sandwich. You don't add it afterwards, so it's kind of warm and breaks up a little bit.
Oh,
yummy.
Good idea. Is that how you do it too, Lauren?
Well, yeah. You would want to make sure that the tomato was inside the sandwich while you were grilling it.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's a great idea. You know, there's a lot of traditional pairings of ingredients, you know, tomatoes, oregano, mozzarella, for example. You can go with an Italian theme or so on. And it's a great combination.
You know, you mentioned something in just before news time about how when you are grilling inside, use butter and butter the bread, not the pan. But when you're outside, use olive oil. And I have never thought of that. You can put a grilled cheese sandwich on a grill outside.
Well, sure. And the reason you would do that is olive oil has a much higher burn temperature than butter. So butter would tend to burn faster out on the grill than olive oil. But, you know, you could get a nice smoky flavor to your sandwich.
But then doesn't all the cheese just melt out onto the, you know, outside the grill and all that?
Well, that's why you're out there tending the fire, so you can scoop that up and kind of do your impromptu raclette out
yeah.
there.
So is there a secret to flipping a grilled cheese sandwich in the pan on the stove?
Well, I think a couple things to keep in mind is that it's okay to flip it, you know, repeatedly. You can flip it, you can press the top a little bit and then flip it again, because the key thing you're trying to do is make sure that things are evenly browned on the outside. And that's one of the things the judges will be looking for at our contest is, you know, you can't just have one side that looks really nice and you serve it, you know, the presentation, the good side up, and then the judges will flip that sandwich over, look at the other side, and say it's not evenly heated.
Ooh, I would be a loser, that's for sure, because I usually have the one side that looks perfect and the other one's black.
Yeah, I think one of the other keys with making the flipping of the sandwich easier is making sure that it melts, before flipping, to the extent that is possible, because that will serve to hold the sandwich together. And the other is to have a proper turner. Sometimes the turners are too small or a little too flimsy, and so you can't lift the heaviness of the sandwich up very easily. And the last thing I'd say is, you know, don't be afraid to use your hands. You know, press down with your left hand and then flip with your right and ensure that the sandwich stays together, because there's nothing sadder than watching your grilled cheese sandwich fall apart.
Heidi in Paddock Lake is with us. Hello, Heidi.
Hi.
What is your favorite way to make one?
Well, I like to go to a restaurant
in
Kenosha. It's called Twisted Cuisine, and they make an adult grilled cheese sandwich, and they make it on a nice whole grain bread with avocados and red onions and tomatoes and malted cheeses. But they just do a really good job with it.
And I see here a pretzel bread is what...
Yes. We own a bakery in Paddock Lake called Heidi's Bakery, and we are known for our German pretzels, and we make a pretzel bread and I love making it on a grilled cheese on our pretzel bread. We also do a jalapeno cheese bread here, and so then we kind of make the grilled cheese in the bread, and then we can grill it with the cheese inside at home.
Wow, does that ever sound like a good idea? I guess, Lauren, I never thought of that, having, you know, a cheese bread or something with, you know, a pretzel bread or jalapenos in the bread.
Well, I think that's what we're going to see tomorrow in that that classic kind of category. I think we might be really surprised. You know, some people might just say that, hey, it's just white bread with, you know, some sort of a yellowish cheese and some butter, but some of the more clever competitors are probably going to show up with some of those herb-infused breads or a cranberry walnut bread or something like that, because that way you can kind of sneak around the rules a little bit, enhance the flavor of your sandwich by using some sort of bread that has some unique qualities or some herbs or some flavorings in there. Same thing is going to be true if someone wanted to use like a compound butter, where, for example, I was thinking of that earlier caller who oregano. You could do by infusing olive oil with rosemary, or you could make a compound butter with some other herbs in it, and then spread that on the outside. And that way, when you grill it, you're going to get those unique flavors without violating the, you know, rule about how many ingredients you're using.
We are talking about the best grilled cheese sandwiches ever, and we're welcoming your favorite ways to make a grilled cheese or favorite places to get a grilled cheese. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org or post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Decreasing clouds this morning, turning into a mostly sunny, cool day with highs in the mid-40s in the north to the low 50s in the south. Looks like a frost and a hard freeze likely tonight, with lows ranging from the mid-20s to around 32 statewide. And then tomorrow, cloudy with a chance of rain in the west, sunny in the east, with highs in the upper 40s to mid-50s.
I've been to Edgerton, Darlington, Middleton, Hubbleton, Hub City, Cuba City, Genoa City, Ashburn, Ashland, Packwaukee, Pewaukee, Waukesha, Conemaugh, Waupaca, Milwaukee, Wausau, Wauwatosa, Waupon, Watertown, Waterloo, Whitewater, Whitefish, State Manor, Swiftwater's climate.
I've been over there, hey, smell that dairy air, hey, once about.
This is a Tell Joy How to Make or Where to Get the Best Grilled Cheese Sandwich Ever. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It is 9 minutes before 7 o'clock now on this Friday, April the 20th. We are talking about the grilled cheese sandwich because tomorrow is the first ever Wisconsin Grilled Cheese Championship taking place in Mineral Point. Our guest is the creator of this competition. He is Lauren Tepper, chair of the Iowa County Area Economic Development Corporation. He is the executive director of economic and workforce development at the Madison Area Technical College as well, former dean of the culinary arts program at MATC. And he's giving us some tips on how to make a great grilled cheese sandwich, and we're looking for yours too. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org or post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Tell us how you like your grilled cheese. Jamie in La Crosse is with us next. Hello, Jamie.
Morning.
Morning.
You and I must have gone to the same school for making grilled cheese because mine is made just about as well as yours. Just one side burns and the other side beautiful. But my favorite place is, they don't make it any longer, but it used to be at the co-op in La Crosse. They would have a sandwich with a cranberry walnut bread, and then they'd have very thinly sliced marinated apples. And then they'd have two big, huge, melted pieces of brie cheese.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
It is delicious.
You know, have you ever tried to do it yourself, though, Jamie?
I'm no chef.
Yeah, I know. But you know what? I think I could give that a shot. Tell us how you would make that sandwich, Lauren.
Well, obviously, it's pretty easy. The main thing is just sautéing those apples to soften them up. You could add a little bit of butter and then some brown sugar into the pan and kind of caramelize them, soften them up. And that's just a matter of putting the brie on the bread. And again, you know, depending on your preferences of brie, some people will cut off the rind. You don't have to on that brie. And then putting the sautéed apples on top and then, topping it off with the cranberry walnut bread, a little bit of butter, and there you go.
We found on the Grilled Cheese Academy website lots of clips of and recipes for gourmet grilled cheese sandwiches. And here's one for the Bianca.
Number 30, the Bianca. Wisconsin mascarpone, dulce de leche, and raspberry preserves on cinnamon raisin bread. Mommy has a new friend.
That's hilarious.
I see that it's also topped with a little bit of, it looks like a syrup on the top, like a maple syrup or something. Now, that would make it difficult to eat in a car on the way to work, but it sure sounds good.
Yeah, I guess I never thought of, you can really make a dessert-y type grilled cheese sandwiches. And we do, again, have a link to the Grilled Cheese Academy and the Grilled Cheese Championship websites on our website and on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. And there are all sorts of recipes that you can try if you'd like. Now our lines are full, so let's just try to whip through as many calls as we can. Liz in La Crosse. Hi, Liz.
Good morning.
Morning.
My mother used to make a grilled cheese sandwich that was very delicious, we thought, and she used just one slice of bread because it was an open-faced sandwich. And I forgot to tell the person who called me, or who I talked to before, that the bread had butter on the bottom of it. And then on the other side of it, we put the three different kinds of cheeses.
Uh-huh.
And then she had raw onion on it. Sometimes it was a solid slice, and sometimes it was separate rings of onion. And then on top of that, bacon.
Bacon on everything. No, that's interesting. So why did she decide to do it as an open face?
Because we didn't need to be eating two slices of bread.
Oh.
I think it was I'd like to think it was the carbs, but I think it was not as expensive using one slice of bread.
Right, I suppose.
And then she took that sandwich and she put it underneath the grill. Under the broiler. In the oven.
Yeah.
And then broiled it until the bacon got crisp and the cheese bubbled.
Interesting. So is that a grilled cheese or is that a modification, Lauren?
Yeah, I guess I'd have to say that was a modification.
Mm-hmm.
But it sure sounds good.
It sure does. Thank you very much, Liz. Let's go to Dan in Spooner now. Hi, Dan.
Hey.
Yes, what's your favorite type of grilled cheese sandwich?
It's just a typical grilled cheese sandwich, white bread, Colby cheese, butter on the outside of the sandwich, both sides. But instead of frying it in vegetable oil or olive oil, I fry them in lard.
Oh.
Sure.
Yeah, and you would not believe how good this tastes. My daughter moved in with me. She was in college, and she gained like 20, 25 pounds.
I bet you she appreciated that, Dan.
Oh, yeah, she was so mad at me. Try it in luck.
Oh, that's not your diet grilled cheese sandwich.
No, not at all. Oh, boy. Well, thank you very much, Dan. That sounds like a fried cheese sandwich, Lauren, or is that a grilled cheese sandwich?
Well, I would call it a fried sandwich, but that's okay.
Yeah, it's sure the same type of thing. I know. Nikki on Facebook writes, we had this in a restaurant in Peru with pesto and spinach, and now we always make it that way. That sounds interesting. Pesto and spinach in your grilled cheese. What do you think?
Oh, yeah, I think that's fine. I know that several of the local producers of a very pesto are entered into contest, and so we'll be interested to see what they've come up with for a recipe. But again, you can do a lot with following that Italian theme by using some pesto and some tomatoes, and then again, instead of bacon, in this case, you'd use like pancetta, and then some sort of a more mozzarella style cheese would be really good.
And then a caller who couldn't hold on said her favorite was the Monroe, and I think she got it from the Grilled Cheese Academy website, with Limburger cheese. Do you believe it?
I do believe it. I know that we have Green County Tourism coming to tomorrow's competition, and they're going to be promoting the Monroe Cheese Days, and if you haven't been down to that event, it's a great opportunity to sample some of that fine Limburger.
I will do that. And I wish you luck with the first ever Wisconsin Grilled Cheese Championship tomorrow. Sounds like it's going to be a really fun time.
Thank you very much. We're really looking forward to it. We're going to have a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's going to be from 10 until 2 at the Iowa County Fairgrounds. Lauren Tepper, our guest, chair of the Iowa County Area Economic Development Corporation. Thanks for all of your great ideas for grilled cheese sandwiches. You can get more ideas on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page and our website. We've linked to some grilled cheese websites. Thanks to Bill Martins and to Amanda Magnus for producing the program. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.
In your face if you offer me cake. Don't waste my time with your Brussels sprouts. If you make me a steak, I'll just throw it out. I want a grilled cheese.